Hello everyone, a day of high drama in Parliament. Now, Labour, they had to severely water down their welfare reform package. It was going to be welfare farewell, not quite, but it was largely what I would want because of all these Labour rebels. That's to say, Labour MPs who are going to vote against the party's leadership. So the welfare bill has ballooned alarmingly, with more and more people, you know, on the sick, getting disability benefit. There's the personal independence payment. Now, some people are working and they have money towards them helping this, towards mobility. It's all very complicated, and I don't know the nuts and bolts of it. Some people who are registered disabled or unfit to work, not quite the same thing. You can be disabled and still able to work and indeed working, who clearly are able to work, people who are gaming the system. There are obviously scroungers and chances out there. I'm not saying they're all disabled, but people that are like that. There are blind people who work full time, deaf people who work full time, Down syndrome people who work full time, people permanently wheelchair bound who work full time. I know a guy with only one hand, he works as a chef, and obviously there are some malingerers who are just exploiting the rest of it. And there's the sense of entitlement that it's my right and give it to me. Not thinking it comes from the likes of me that we have to be paying out for these people. Some of them are just scamming the system. And anyway, if you think we're being too harsh, give them your own money. There's no law against charity. Go ahead. I mean, I know you could say that for me. I should donate my money to Ukraine and so on. That's a cause I believe in. It shouldn't come from the taxpayer. Or these bleeding heart leftists who are so compassionate, they never put their hand in their own pocket, do they? It has to be brought down. It's just unsustainable. And all these people diagnosed mentally ill, why is that exploding the number of people who are mentally ill? Surely it's overdiagnosed. Wes Streeting, the health secretary, even he said this. You know, I'm not a psychiatrist or a doctor of any kind. Neither is he. So a lot of working people are angry about this. So even Labour, who is obviously the party of people of benefits cheats, they said that they've got to do something to get real about this, partly to undercut Reform UK and indeed the Conservatives. So, but the Labour rebels are saying, oh, you're being mean, you're pushing people to poverty. The goalposts keep shifting on poverty. I mean, poverty is a real thing. There's virtually no poverty in the United Kingdom. I'll say it again. There is virtually no poverty. Homelessness, as Sewelo Braverman said, is a lifestyle choice. Not in every case, but in many. And these homeless people or, you know, drug addicts or alcoholics, I mean, they've got to give up. And I know giving up addiction is impossible for a few people, or they're willing, they could go into shelters. They say no because they want to be with the dog and so on. They're mentally ill. Would they be really happy or better off in a psychiatric hospital? It's debatable. So the extreme left of the Labour Party have really taken over, and so many concessions were made to them. The Deputy Prime Minister was negotiating with them. So this bill was passed, but it was watered down so much it wasn't really worth anything. And their £5 billion of savings they thought they're going to have that they haven't. So the Prime Minister says that he's four square behind Rachel Reeves, the Chancellor's Exchequer. Labour would never miss an opportunity to remind us that she's the first woman to hold that office. So her policies are as ill-advised as her dye job that she had last year. So the robot Rachel from accounts is not doing well. Apparently she's got a filthy sense of humour. I've never met her. I mean, to my knowledge, if I met her at Varsity, I don't recall. And she was a real goer. I'm a good friend with someone who was a colleague of hers at the Bank of England. That doesn't affect any discredit on her, though she had a proactive attitude to seeking sex with men. That's not a bad thing at all. I mean, I actually have probably a higher opinion of her because of that, but that doesn't come out in a rather dull persona and her shrill, ghastly voice. Anyway, the financial markets are spooked. They think the borrowing costs are going to go up. The pound has fallen, so it's been very, very bad. I mean, okay, she's not as bad as Kemi Badenoch. It's not been that kind of a fiscal event. And talking the British economy down as much as possible and things like that. So the Iron Chancellor, she is not. The fiscal rule's been broken already. So these Labour rebels have won, and they smell blood, and they're going to win again and again. So remember, Tony Blair said, you've got to be audacious at the beginning. Or that's it, a bit like managing a class. If you let them get away with the small things, it's going to get worse and worse and worse. It's disastrous for party discipline. So his Starmer's authority has been undermined. And yes, a bill was passed, but it's scarcely worth the name because they had to drop some vital aspects of their welfare reform legislation because the rebellion would have been so big. There was a rebellion anyway. Now, conservatives didn't seem to have a party line. Some voted for the bill, some against, many abstained, and the same with the other parties. I mean, the Liberal Democrats and the Greens, they largely voted against, saying it is not left-wing enough. So Rachel Reeves was there crying in the House of Commons chamber. Hilarious. Well, I have no sympathy for that evil, evil, cruel, vicious, murdering bitch. She deserves everything she gets. Long may she suffer, sadly. I don't think she was hamming it up. I don't think it was contrived. Appears to be weak to be failing, which she is. Now, her days are numbered. She's doomed. Their knives are out. Who's going to replace her? Speculation. Is it going to be the Chief Secretary of the Treasury? That's the number two in the Treasury. The Treasury is the only government department ministry who's got two cabinet ministers, Chancellor and Chief Secretary of the Treasury, Jonathan Reynolds. Liar, liar. Claimed to be a solicitor when he never was. He's another possibility. Would a sideways move the great offices of state as in Foreign Secretary and Home Secretary Yvette Cooper or David Lammy? I don't think so. I mean, Angela Rayner, don't make me laugh. The woman can't speak, so she certainly can't add. So that's not going to happen. Wes Streeting, people were saying, and people saying he's a possible prime minister. But anyway, it's bad for Starmer as well. And Starmer won't say that she is going to still be there the next election. I mean, she's not going to be. So I was thinking, how long? Clearly, she's not going to last. But I mean, I was thinking it should be gone in a month, middle of the you said middle of the summer holidays. That we make it too high profile. Maybe not that soon, but she's not going to be there by Christmas. We put it that way. She signally failed to reform the economy. Economic growth has been anemic, and so on. So that's it. Anyway, a day of terrible discomfiture for Labour. You should have seen the bags under her eyes. Wow. So they haven't achieved what they set out to do. And Labour was acknowledging it was going to push tens of thousands of children to poverty, whatever poverty is. I know there's real poverty. I've seen it in places like Chad. But if you have three meals to eat, if you have sufficient clothing winter and summer, I don't mean a huge amount. I mean like sort of winter boots, trainers, summer shoes, something like that. If you have, at least a pair of shorts, a pair of swimming trunks, at least two pairs of trousers for the winter, at least sort of three vests or three t-shirts or three shirts, and not loads of things, sufficient heating, hot water, be able to get have toothpaste and toothbrushes. Are you really in poverty? And I didn't list all the items. And I would like refer people more prosperous, and obviously I want people to be able to afford children. And I'm thinking maybe tax those who don't have any children more, and that increase child benefit. I'm not against increasing child benefit, the two child benefit cap. That's something I would actually like to raise. I'm a right winger, but maybe economically centrist, want to cut away arts grants. Or was reading about the tens of thousands of diplomats the United Kingdom has. Well, it's not tens, it's 14,000 or something. You could easily cut that by a tenth. What, over 200 diplomats in Washington. Why? Why do you need that many? You do need a British embassy in Washington. You don't need 200 diplomats. Can you not do it with 20, even 100 to speak to me? Why then physical presence doesn't matter so much anymore. So many more cuts. Civil service gets bigger and bigger, gets less and less efficient. The NHS, we spend money on it. Well, I mean, okay, but is it producing better results? I mean, probably it is a bit, but it's not proportionate to the money spent on it. And there's nothing about productivity. Where's that coming from? I suppose they're wasting all their time in trans courses. Not all their time, but some time. And the police likewise. So yes, I obviously enjoy seeing grief in the Labour Party, but in a way, it is bad. This bill has not gone through fully because we need to severely reduce public expenditure, and it's not happening. And it's an heavier burden on those of us who work for a living. We're being ripped off by scroungers, sadly. But Rachel Reeves has lost her authority. So has Sir Keir Starmer. So she's been a bad chancellor, not the worst chancellor. And yeah, so that their reputation for sensible economic policies is shot. Thank you and goodbye.